rhyme or reason to it. Yesterday, I got home and Soph's at home, and we had a great afternoon planned yesterday of going doing a big shop because we didn't have any food in since, you know, before Christmas. So I had to go and do that, and we had to drop some shirts off at the dry cleaners and boring stuff. When all I want to do is play Xbox and download music and stuff. Anyway, so we get home and have a chat about stuff, and I'm having a cup of tea, and I'm sitting there, and she stood up and she goes, right, should we go shopping? And as she started talking, I've gone, oh, because I've dozed off. I just rested my eyes, and she goes, you're such a bad actor. And I'm like, that, what do you mean? She goes, you're not asleep, you just don't want to go shopping. And I'm like, right, I tell you what, just leave me sitting here for 2 minutes and don't speak to me. 20 minutes later, I woke up. And she's sitting at the edge of the couch, kind of just doing some work on the computer. And she just looks at me and she goes, all right, I'll give you that. I was knackered yesterday.
So did you have to go shopping then or not?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, she went, do you know what? Look, why don't you go to bed and we'll go later? And I'm like, I won't want to go later. I don't want to go now.
I won't want to go later.
Let's go now.
Get out of the way.
And I went, as we're walking through the doors of the supermarket, I went, right, in and out, 20 minutes, let's go. And she literally looks at me and goes, 20 minutes? We were an hour.
This isn't a sexist comment, but women take a long time shopping, whereas men don't. That's fact.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
No. Food shopping or general shopping?
General shopping. Food shopping as well.
I absolutely agree.
No. We go in, we choose what we want, we buy it, pay for it, bosh, out we go. Women will look at 8 things and
definitely
then buy
not.
One.
Yeah, there is that, but food shopping, definitely not. Yeah. No. Tom has to do every aisle, and I want to go and like get what I want and get
see,
out.
Now,
he does every
right,
aisle.
Now, I can answer that. Because I do every aisle too, and I'll tell you why. Because it's simple. Because you go down aisle one, and you get to the bottom, and you go into aisle two, and you get to the bottom of there, and you go down aisle three. It doesn't matter if it's pet food, you just fly all the way through it. Mm. And what you do is, you go, we don't need to go down there, we go down here. Oh, really? So you miss out an aisle.
Yeah, but if we don't
and then
need
so you go
down there.
If you chop the aisles in two, each aisle is in two, because there's always an aisle.
Yeah. In the big ones, yeah.
Yeah, so you go, right, aisle 1A, that's where you arrive.
Yeah.
Aisle 1B is at the end, and then you turn the corner, and then you do aisle 2B down to aisle 2A.
Mm-hmm.
Now, girls will go, we don't need to do aisle 3A, so we'll go aisle 4A, but we might need to do aisle 3B, and not either. So you end up doing some kind of weird maze back on yourself.
But
like
also,
a crop
that's
circle.
That's what takes
time. It's a false economy as well, you're right, because then what happens is, because girls try and
bloody women.
Because girls try and be clever and skip out certain things, is that then you'll systematically get to the end, which is normally the booze kind of section. It's normally the last bit, isn't it?
Yeah,
and you think, oh, I'll get a bottle of wine or whatever. And then just as you get into the checkout, your missus will go, oh, we haven't got butter.
Every time!
Butter or
every
milk.
Every time!
And it's always exactly on the far side of the shop. It's miles away.
Every time. Yesterday, exactly the same, and I had the job of emptying out the trolley, and I tell you what, for two of us, we don't have gone through a lot of food. I'm saying to her, God, there's so much really nice stuff that we're going to throw away here because we haven't eaten, you know, and she buys all this stuff that I just don't understand. I'm like this, when we're putting it away, open the fridge, so I've got the fridge bag, right?
Are you quite anal with your packing as well?
No, Sophie's Sophie's absolutely obsessed with stuff defrosting, right? Now, I don't understand this, because if I'm at home and she's out doing something and she rings me and goes, what do you want to eat tonight? And I go, oh, no, we've got that pie in the freezer. We had that pie and some potatoes and peas. Oh, we can't have that pie now because that needs defrosting. That takes like a good few hours to defrost. Cheesecake, whatever it is. There's something that's in the freezer. Always takes a few hours.
Cheesecake. Mash and peas.
Yeah. Healthy living.
All the healthy stuff. The main food.
Food groups.
So she seems to think that stuff out the freezer needs a few hours to defrost. However, when we buy it, the supermarkets are obviously completely different environment where we're at the till and she's going, well, we better get these back because they're going to start defrosting. I'm like, we're not even out of the shop yet. You can touch them and your fingers freeze. Why? are the laws of physics different in Morrison's than they are to everywhere else in the world?
I've never...
She's walking out the door going, oh, let's say I'm buying something else, I'm buying a DVD and you got to go to that other counter and you're queuing for like three people in front of you. She's like, I'm just worried about the stuff defrosting. What? Is this trolley some kind of thermal trolley?
I also don't really understand why people have to be so particular about meats and stuff, because they're all, you know, why can't you put Jaffa cakes in the same bag as chicken fillets? Because they're all sealed anyway.
So I don't mind that. I understand
being careful though, Dave.
I understand a bag for the freezer, and if you can, a bag for the fridge, just because it makes it easier when you're unpacking. What I don't understand is when they try and separate stuff, and she's going, don't put the milk in that one, put it in that one. And I'm like, what? Don't put the Jaffa cakes in there, put it in this one. And I'm like, hang on a second.
Yeah.
You're the woman who threw in some Sillit Bang, right, and some Domestos on top of the bread.
Oh no! Oh, always put it in the end of your trolley.
So, she's got no trolley
etiquette
at all. Mm. And yesterday, I'm packing up the tins in one corner. Mm. I've got soft things in the other corner. She's literally lobbing Sillit Bang over her shoulder. I'm like, that. What are you doing?
See, without a care in the world.
I put tomatoes and veggie stuff in the end bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's what we do. We put
so it kind of protected
watermelon and peppers and those kind of
things. Watermelon.
Yeah, Sophie buys watermelon.
Does she?
I put wine in the end.
Do you?
I used to do that for a job.
Bloody hell, love, you should do it the other way around. Yeah. There's more room. Put it under that little child baby seat. By the way, I always have to have a trolley with one of them child seats.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Because Sophie gets tired, I like to push her
around. Yeah, like around.
When I get bored, half an hour in, I go, come on, love, and you go, whee!
I used to do packing for a living for a supermarket, though, and it's the women who are worse than the men who look at you with a critical eye, saying, put that in there. Why don't you do it yourself, then?
I don't like people packing for me. No.
I love it.
I do it myself.
Says the control freak.
I love it. Yeah. Yesterday, there was a big fat bird who's sitting there. Sophie's done the, oh, I forgot the hummus, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So off she goes. Like Scott the Antarctic, trying to search down the Holy Grail of hummus or an orange pepper. Mm. And so I'm left to try and load the conveyor belt with all the food from the trolley. And there's two of us. We bought, I can't tell you how much money we spent yesterday. We spent £130 on food for the two of us. As I say, like, and £75 of that will go in the bin. So I'm loading it all up, and then she comes back. And I'm trying to get all the freezer stuff on first, so that goes in the same bag, and then the fridge stuff, and then the kind of soft stuff, and then the bathroomy stuff away from the food, and da-da-da-da, and all that. And then she's there, kind of like, loading up the bags. She actually turns around to me and goes, can you hurry up, because this is piling up down here, and I need a hand. So I'm like that. Don't worry about it. The woman behind the till, I'm sure, will help you, right? Big, fat woman. Looks like the woman from Tom and Jerry, right?
Thomas?
So all she does was, she just stops. When it starts getting busy and there's food congestion on the conveyor belt, she just stops and kind of sits back and, I think, I'm going to be honest, catches her breath.
Mm.
And I'm like this, why don't you help pack the bag? You can obviously see we are struggling here. Help us.
Huh?
Do you know what? I'm very sorry. I naturally assumed that you'd be a human being. I forget that you work at a checkout of the supermarket and you don't have any legs. You have a body and then a stool. Literally, where the waist is, they don't have an arse and legs. Yeah. They have a stool.
It is, but some of them are so fat that they don't look like they can actually escape from their little pod.
They've been there all
overnight.
They
just kind of like a torso and arms and go...
If anybody else, going to the supermarket is just a routine weekly thing or, you know, a fortnightly thing. For me, it's just kind of, it's an entire drama.
You're trying to do it with a baby.
Sophie does.
Yeah.
All I do is moan. I've noticed, by the way, it's when I get to pet food aisle, I start yawning and getting bored.
Mm.
So the aisle after that is, should we get some? Look at this. This is like red pepper and salsa sauce. Or this is, what should we get? I really don't give a crap. Anyone will do. Just stick it in the trolley.
There's always a hippie hanging around kumquats as well.
Kumquats.
Or kumquats.
Not quaps.
Quats, yeah.
All those exotic vegetables.
I don't get that, Morrison's.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
There's always people in sandals.
What's the difference between a kumquat and a clementine?
Kumquat's tiny.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't know what any of these people are talking about, by the way, audience.
I thought it was a kumquat.
Anyway, so that was that yesterday. That was our little outing yesterday.
Hate shopping.
Do you know what?
I love it. I love doing a big shop.
I don't mind going. If we need stuff, I'll go and get it. right? This doesn't have done often, happen often, but I'll go, let's not get it. Only because it's easier for me to go on my own and get, right, what do we need? Bread, milk, potatoes, blah, 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 just send the other peas, something else, we need some washing up liquid, da, 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 lovely, boom. I'll be in and out 10 minutes, max.
Check them off your list, bang, 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 bang.
That includes queuing.
Yeah.
Not a problem. You know, the amount of crap that we buy, that which we're not going to have, and so we always buy stuff that we already have. And it changes from shop to shop. It used to be, for a while, beans. When I go, we got any beans? I don't know, I don't think so. Let's get four tins of beans. But we'd already done that 2 weeks previous and not had any beans. So we have eight tins of beans. My cupboards in the kitchen look like I'm getting ready for war rationing. It's like I'm in some kind of bunker. Oh, what, you want some chili beans? Not a problem, we have 18 tins here. We've got food coming out of my ears. But then, none of the good stuff that you can just dip into, like pot noodles, crisps.
Oh, I love pot noodles.
I do the same with chopped tomatoes. I always think you always need like a tin of tomatoes if you're making a bit of pasta or something.
Right.
And I've got so many tins of tomatoes in my cupboard. You just pick it up. It's like a staple.
But it varies. Some weeks it'll be tuna. And we'll end up with like 18 tins of tuna in the cupboard. So then what you do is you go, well we don't buy, let's not fall into that trap and buy tuna anymore. We've got loads of that. Have we got any beans? And the cycle starts again. It goes round and round and round. I did see some guy working there yesterday who looked, I think, was probably a young man, but was going bald, walked with a limp.
Right.
And looked like he'd probably had a hard life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bullying.
Bullying or being bullied?
Being bullied.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I did think to myself, do you know what, it's good that this man has found, you know, peace and karma at Maurice and Stitch Up at Maurice.
Yeah.
Here is a company. Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing.
Here's a company that will probably look after him, nurture him, and over the next 10 years, he could be assistant manager.
Yeah.
Do you find that those sort of people tend to try and push too many trolleys at the same time? You know when they have those huge rows of them, and you think, you can't handle all of them.
Mm. And they're snaking around all over the place.
No, I've never seen the assistant manager who have one. The only time I ever see people with loads of trolleys is some very, very old, frail man who looks like he's one breath away from death, whose job it is to look after the car park, of all places.
Yeah.
You know, where there's fast-moving vehicles and irritated men from shopping. The last place you want to put an old person. Yes, they can handle the front line of the war, but not a supermarket car park.
And that high-visibility jacket is not going to protect them from a high-speed 4x4, is it?
My high-visibility jacket is like a shield of steel. Oh, wow, easy. Just hit me. Anyway.
Shopping done,
and start the show. No guests today, so nice and simple. 3.5 hours of guff before Joe Wiley.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Morning from the Chris Moyle Show. International Radio One.
How are you?
Can I just say, this is why I'm often tagged as being, you know, sexist or degrading to women or whatever. When you point out things that are fact, right, and one woman disagrees, therefore are you being sexist?
No, she's wrong.
Right, and that's the thing. Women take longer at shopping than men. Every man on the planet knows it, and secretly, every woman knows it.
If you disagree with fact, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But they disagree because they don't like to admit that
they're in denial.
I think you're probably right.
I think there are several freaky, weird women around the world who go out with a boyfriend, maybe married, maybe gay, doesn't matter. And their other half goes, I've got to be honest, my missus is a bit weird. She walks into warehouse and goes, I like that black top. I'm going to buy it. And she walks to the counter. Granted, these are freaks. They were probably not meant to be women. They're meant to be men, but through some, you know, weird thing.
They're not proper girls.
Not proper girls. Whereas, you know, the average woman, most women, 99.9% of women, will walk into a warehouse, well, that's a nice black top, and they'll have a little look at it. God forbid they try it on. They'll just have a little look, check the price tag. Ooh. Put it back and go and look at something else. 10 minutes later, they'll go back to that black top and ask if they have it in a size 4. I don't know what sizes are. I
4?
Well, I'm thinking size 0, 4 be like average, right?
No.
So then they go and try it on, and then they have something else that they like, so they go and try that on, and then they stand there and they look at the black one and they look at the cream one and they go, I just can't decide. And after 45 minutes, they both go on the rail and they leave the shop with nothing! Find new shop, repeat process until man wants to kill himself. While football is on.
You speak the truth.
Now, if that's me being sexist, then I am Jeremy Clarkson's son.
International Radio 1.
Who dares disagree? Who is proud to agree? 81199 on the text. Right. It's 10 to 7. So basically, everybody agrees with me.
Because we're talking fact.
Sean says, my wife will leave a shop after an hour to go to another shop, only to return back to the first shop and buy the first thing that she looked at in the first place.
Can you imagine being a woman and having to go through that experience?
Do you know what? I think buying clothes for a woman is so much easier than buying clothes for a man. And many people disagree. I think you've got way more choice.
Probably right.
Right, because here's what we have a choice of. Let's say we fancy some new footwear. Your average man. I'm not talking about your dandies like your Russell Brands, right? Or your cool people. I'm talking about your average bloke, you know, me, Dave, Dominic. If we want some brand new footwear...
You're not average.
It'll be a pair of trainers.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sensible, comfortable trainers. If you want to push them out a little bit, you might go for a groovy colour. Right?
Dandy and groovy.
Whereas you, girls, you want some footwear. You have a whole world of stuff that us men just don't understand about.
Mm.
Heels and open toes and round toes.
Halter necks.
Things and straps and straps on shoes. I just don't get it.
I did a classic bloke shopping thing when we were going on holiday and I got to the airport and I realised I've got no swimmers. Right?
Right.
Left them at home, we've got no swimmers, what am I going to do? And they had a well-known, they had a branch, rather, of a well-known high street store at the airport.
Boots.
So I walk in, no it wasn't, it was next.
W.H. Smith?
No, so I walked in, and literally, first thing on, there was like a whole load of shorts, and I go along there, I think, oh, what am I, right, medium, I'll have a blue pair, and I'll have a green pair, lovely.
Two pairs, wow.
Two together, they're on discount, jobs are good, and both for £5, lovely. I was in and out of the shop in about 2.5 minutes.
I've done that too.
Yeah, buying for your boyfriend.
No, I don't buy for him. He buys his own clothes.
Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
He must have haven't bought anything new since 1979.
Do you know what? Actually, I prefer to go shopping with Mally because he walks into the shop and says, that's good, try it on, and then I buy it. I hate shopping.
Well, you're not representative of all women, I don't think. No. I don't think you're typical.
You know what it is, Rachel? You weren't meant to be born a woman, and I still think deep down there's a man inside you trying to get out.
I don't think that's...
I don't quite know how to take that.
It's not a bad thing.
Who said recently, one of our guests said, you are one of the boys? Who said that?
Roxanne Pallett.
Yeah, Roxanne Pallett said, you're one of the boys.
That's a man trying to get out.
Do you want to come out of Rachel? Okay, come on then.
Oi, go back in. I don't know if I like that.
It's not a bad thing, Rachel. I just don't think that you're necessarily a really girly girl.
No, I'm probably not. I can be if I want to be.
So many shoes, so many handbags to choose from. You're so lucky. Girls are so lucky. You don't know how lucky you are. God forbid. See, a woman goes around, I need to put my stuff in something. I need a handbag. But there's too many handbags. I don't know which one to have, so I'm going to own 5. And then 6 little clutch bags, and then a few party bags, and then posh bags for special occasions. Whereas a man has the same problem, the same amount of crap to carry. Oh, slightly less, maybe. But still, he might have his mobile phone, he might have his iPod, he might have his wallet, his keys, he might have a phone charger if he's out all day, he might have his diary, he might have something else. We need a bag to put stuff in. It's 2007, and still I don't have the balls to walk down the street with my man bag, right? In case somebody goes like that, you got a bag.
It's 2008 now as well.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
Well,
maybe even worse.
You got a bag. Sorts of bags.
You've got it easy, girls.
You know, you've got shops that are dedicated to designer shoes.
You got underwear shops.
We've got Clarks. We've got underwear shops.
There's no boys' pants
There's no sexy Y-front shop, is there? With hot models like that and a big pair of Y-fronts with a little stain down the side while they've been eating the pot noodle on the couch watching Soccer AM.
Damn right.
Right?
Beef and tomato.
We don't have that. That's why you're lucky. Someone's texting saying, did you notice Dave said about the short story, £2 on discount, two for the price of one, you tight git, is what someone's texting.
Well, I needed two pairs of shorts. They happened to be on discount. If they'd been full price, I would have paid full price.
Dave's the only person on the planet who doesn't know that he's tight. Dave is the new Bruno Brooks.
I'm not Bruno Brooks. How rude.
Careful with money. I wouldn't say tight. Careful. Careful with money. I mean, my view is, why go out and spend £25 on a haircut when you can spend £3 on a haircut?
You exaggerate so much. It's £8.
And it shows. Right, that's it. That's the world dealt with. Digital.